Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I am your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter. Very censored. Okay. I think I've given this enough time to breathe, although this is very, very recent. Yeah, it is. And when more information is presented, I don't like to stay rigid unless it is something that's a part of my DNA, my purpose, my modus operandi. But then there's always open for new information, open for interpretation, and I can rethink or start recalculating and then eventually get to a different data point or data set. But I still have to be me and not some watered down version of me. And that's why I still choose violence. That's why I still do. Or I'm going back to being my original true self. And if you don't know what I'm speaking of or referring to, I suggest you go back and review the historical documents on that. But we're not going to go down there. What I would like to say is maybe the people that like it hot actually have a point. And I'm man enough to say that. And if you don't know, I love cold and I like it cold and I prefer cold. So this is going to get interesting. Noobs, thank you for giving me an opportunity. Thank you for giving me a chance. All I ever asked for was an opportunity. All I ever wanted was a chance. You've given me some seconds. You've given me a minute. You've given me some time. Greatly appreciate it. I really and truly do. Thank you. Regs, we back at it again. Regs, we do. Regs, this feels like every single day. But it's not every single day. It just feels that way. Why? Because we have this special, what, unique, what, bond. Sharing is caring. However, bird like force. However, you shouldn't share everything. Sharing is caring, but you shouldn't share everything. This unique and special bond that we have, we share it. We don't know what to call it. It is okay because sometime in the future, insert time frame, we will retroactively say, this is what it was. This is what it is. This is what it always will be. I have no shame of rewriting history when it fits the purpose of us and our special bond. No need. Nonverbal communicating peeps. I just got to give you a shout out. Yes, I do. I know, I don't have to say it because we communicate nonverbal and nonverbally, but this is for everybody else. This is to let everyone else, they are nonverbal communicating peeps. Not only do we share this deep, 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 deep special bond, we know each other so well, we can communicate nonverbal and nonverbally. That's the end game. Until we push past and get another limit and call at the end game. Okay, so I am a person who prefers cold. I am a person who prefers to be cold, living in cold, AC and all that, and I can function, I can move, I can operate, because I'd rather be able to layer and put on clothing and have more clothes, then get to a point where I can't take any more clothes off and I'm still hot. I can't take any more items off and I am still hot. And I'm not going to do the thing that's going to get me in trouble. And I get them silver bracelets. Them silver bracelets look nice from a distance. Them silver bracelets look good on other people sometimes. But I can't rock the silver bracelets. The silver bracelets won't look good on me. It's not a good look. It's not a good fit. And besides, they hurt. Besides, they fit too tight. I like tight stuff. I like tight things, but them silver bracelets ain't one. And them silver bracelets ain't one, and it ain't it. those not the tight things that I like, and those not the tight things that I would wear per se. So I tend to enjoy and take pleasure in being cold, being in the elements, and all of that stuff. Yeah, that is a certain temp that it hit, and it'd be extremely, extremely uncomfortable, something that I'm not comfortable with, something that I probably never, ever, 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 ever be comfortable with. But I can deal with it. I can make it work for a certain period of time, and then I would have to reevaluate life. Then I would have to reevaluate choices, and then I have to put the two together and reevaluate life choices because something has snapped. Something has went right. Something isn't calculating up to the umpteenth degree where I need to make a proper decision. In other words, I can't freeze. I can't freeze. Granted, it may preserve me for the future. It may preserve me centuries upon centuries, but I don't think that's something I want to do at the moment. I don't think that's something that's top of my list of to-do things at the moment. That's something that I might start thinking about possibly half a century from now or so, but I can't invest the proper amount of energy that it would take to think that out and to think that through. So I'm just going to rely on my intuition and gut feeling at the moment. And if worse come to worst, I'll hit that I believe button for other things in that scenario. And the I believe button for me at this point is a last resort kind of item. I am okay with being wrong. I am okay saying that I have a change of heart. I am okay of reevaluating or bringing things to the table that I once pushed away or blocked off. And that's why we're here. I am actively reevaluating on people wanting or loving it and liking it hot. I can actually see a legit reason now, a legit, legit reason hit me. It hit me, and my little hamster said, it's time to go. It is time to run. That light appeared, and it was shining bright. It felt good. It was nice. It was warm. It made me feel some kind of way. I was deep all in my feelings. I was almost in the happy place. I was almost doing a happy dance. Then I realized this ain't the time nor the place. This ain't the time nor the place. And what brought me to this was I was chilling, doing what I do outside, you know, getting some fresh air. And the sun was out. The sun was out shining. And I was sitting out. And the temp was, it was okay. It was nice. And the sun was just hitting me, and I was all in my feelings. That sun was hitting me, those rays, that sunshine, it was making me feel a little bit more better. Not saying that I was feeling bad. It was making me feel some kind of way. Not saying that I was emotionally invested. It put a smile on my face. Actually, it made the smile on my face a little bit bigger, a little bit brighter, a little bit bigger and brighter and, dare I say, better. And that's when it hit me. That's when the hamster was taking off running a full sprint. That's when everything came together. That's when I had a moment of clarity. That's when I felt some kind of way again. And that's when I just touched my skin and I was like, maybe this is it. Maybe, just maybe, this is the reason people like it hot. Because they can be out in the sun. Because they can get the sun rays. Because they can feel the sun's warmth all over their body. And it being all over your body give you this tingling feeling. Give you this emotional invested charge that maybe you don't get anywhere else. Maybe you can't get anywhere else. Maybe you don't know how or where to get anywhere else, but you can always get it from the sun. if it's there, if you can see it, if it's bright. And that's when everything came together. And I was like, oh, I get it. This is why people like it hot. This is why people like it warm, because they can be out in the elements and not layered up and have the sun hit them on their body, hit them on their skin, hit them and make them get that tingly, tangly feeling all over, everywhere, releasing some dopamine and some vitamin D as well, I guess. So I'm not going to be I'm not going to leave anything out. I'm just going to try to, you know, name that as well. If there's more, we're just going to say, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. When all that hit me, and when the hamster took off running, when the light appeared, and when I was feeling some kind of way, when I was feeling good, when I was smiling brighter and better, brighter, I also thought, I was like, but however, you can get, or I get, that same feeling when the sun comes out, when it's cold and I'm layered up, because when the sun hits the layers, I get that tingly feeling as well, where I got to come up out of some of the layers and the sun is still hitting my face, still hitting my head, still hitting my neck, still hitting my hands. Maybe I just don't need it to hit all my body parts. Maybe I just don't need it to hit me in certain places to get tingly. Maybe I don't need it to hit me all over with less impact, or yeah, with less impact as possible. Maybe I just need just a little dash of it, a little dab of it. So it's the same coin, but different sides. It is the same coin, but different sides. I like the sun. I enjoy the sun. I enjoy temps that match what I need it to be at that certain moment, at that certain time of day, or what have you. I just don't need all of the sun hitting me everywhere to make me overload with tingly feelings, overload being emotionally invested or divested. You pick, you choose. I'm just a narrator. I am just a narrator. But to be fair, I now see another point, I'd say, that pushes you in that direction. You need that sun to hit you everywhere so you can enjoy being stimulated in more places than one and all places than some. Me, on the other hand, I don't need that overstimulation. I don't need to be overstimulated. I don't need the sun hitting me where it shouldn't be shining. I'm okay with that. I'm fine with that. And the whole thing with sweating isn't my cup of tea. It isn't my bag. It isn't where I lay my head. Sweat is good for functioning and cooling off, but it ain't good for anything else. It's good for becoming an expert in showers, if that's what you believe in, if that's what you like to do, or that's what you care to do. And that's why, along with the other things that I mentioned, and along with the things that I mentioned and historical documents that you can go back and review and see. Although I gave it a look-see, I gave it a thought, I thought about it hard, it hit me, it wasn't something that I was planning or plotting to do, it just came and it just flowed right through me, and I was like, this is it, this is why. It's not going to keep me up at night. It's not going to keep me up at night. It's not going to be a hard decision for me, even with the magic of the sun overstimulating all over me. It's just not something that I like. It's just not something I prefer. I'm more modest. I am more modest. And I'll leave it at that. If you know, you know. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. Be sure to check out the new and improved website at extraextravdgsports.com. That is extraextravdgsports.com. There's a YouTube as well. Like, subscribe, share. And that is extraextravdg. Like, subscribe, share. Comment if you must. Comment if you may. We clap back, but we don't clap back and engage in if you don't listen. If you read the headline and title and you go off of that, good luck. Good luck. Noob, thank you for giving me an opportunity. Thank you for giving me a chance once again. I'm giving you a standing ovation flea clap because you gave me a couple seconds. That's all I ever want. That's all I asked for again. Greatly appreciate it. Rex, you know what time it is. I'm still not going to give it to you. I thought about it, but then that thought just rapidly went away like the thought of me changing from being a person who always like it cold, then a person who loves it hot. Just ain't gonna happen. Just not happening. So, I'm out.